going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm going to go off script here real quick, Roger, but I just got off the phone with the president, Donald Trump. He asked me to pass a message along to all 32 NFL franchises. So let me tell you what it reads here, all right?
Who's that talking?
Is that
it
Clay
says,
Matthews?
My fellow Americans, the Bears still suck.
Oh, wait a minute. No. Oh, no, you did it.
Go.
Double.
Go Pack.
No.
Dave, you can't let this happen. For God's sake, you coached the Bears.
I'm sorry.
Clay Matthews just made my list.
I am not sure that the president is fond of either Chicago or Wisconsin right now.
He's Why? An odd duck to figure out, Lawrence.
Just say it.
He likes Clay Matthews, apparently.
Well, I mean, that's nice. So does Saquon Barkley, apparently.
Yeah,
they did a little golfing. Yeah, the Eagles went to the White House and all that stuff. Yeah. But that wasn't the only trash talking that went on. And we'll get to the coaches in a second. But I feel like since that was a wrestler promo that was cut by Clay Matthews with a nice little swerve in there, I feel like Chicago's toughest Bears fan, Seth Rollins, deserves his opportunity to retort.
Ah! Ah! Green Bay, Wisconsin! Is that all you got? Come on, you can be louder than that! I know y'all mad because championship gold looks good on the blue and orange. But in all seriousness, Green Bay, we are in the shadow of Lambeau Field. And I love Lambeau Field because the king of the North, the best quarterback in the NFC North, Caleb Williams, is undefeated at Lambeau Field. And in case y'all aren't familiar with my game, let me remind you, I am a visionary. I am a revolutionary. I am Seth freaking Rollins, and I am here to tell you that with the 56th pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the greatest franchise in the NFL, the Chicago Bears, select Ozzie Trapillo, tackle from Boston College. Let's burn it down Chicago.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Thank you. Easy, man.
Let's go, Seth freaking Rollins.
Oh, way better God. Than Clay Matthews and whatever that was.
Dare I say, friend of the show.
Yeah,
Seth
no, you
Rollins.
Say it. You go ahead and say it for sure.
Is he the Wikipedia guy?
No.
Is he Wikipedia you?
That's the other Punk.
Guy. Oh, okay.
That's the other guy.
How about the Packers?
They don't really. Wikipedia.
I was Punk. I would never do that to Seth Rollins.
Did you guys talk about the Packers drafting Matthew Golden and an offensive lineman and thinking about Aaron Rodgers going, no! Yeah,
exactly what he would have wanted.
Yes.
I was sitting there just kind of chuckling to myself.
Totally.
Be like, now? Like, really? Now you do? Even you got a good crop of receivers there anyway.
Yeah.
And you still go out there and draft. It was a pretty funny thing.
My
but,
God, he really enjoys himself being hated like that. Feeling that hate come down, huh?
Yeah, it's kayfabe.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing it. He's doing the right thing. Now, here's the thing about it. Ben Johnson has been real chesty about what the Lions have done to the Packers. And
I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
Yeah, that was in January at the opening presser. So he's...
Red meat, threw it out there for people.
And he hinted at it again another time.
Oh, yeah. He gets the bit. So does Matt LaFleur. Here's what he had to say about Johnson on the McAfee show.
Yeah, we got a great division. You can't discredit what the teams have done, and I think Chicago's done a nice job of adding to their roster, and you get a good football coach, as he said himself, in Ben Johnson.
Whoa.
So, but, no, I do respect Ben. You can't. He's one of the best play callers in the game.
As he said himself, oh, man.
Guess ram what? It up your cram hole, LaFleur.
Bears need to get good to join this party. They're not in the party yet. But, man, if they join this party with the Packers and Detroit, and who knows, like every year we say this about Minnesota, who knows about Minnesota, get into that party. This could be a blast, boys.
They're leading with coaching swag, and the guy deserves to have it after the 3 years of offense he's put together in Detroit. I love that. It feels different. We haven't had this before in terms of a guy who truly believes that he's going to put this whole thing together, and I think he can put this thing together. I love that. I like it a hell of a lot better than Eberflus and LaFleur hanging out courtside at a Marquette game and Eberflus's haircut. Like, I don't care what Ben Johnson's haircut looks like.
No sign of the hits principle.
No, we don't need that. I don't care if he's a beekeeper.
No sign
seems to be a smart ass, like, really good, thoughtful, strategic offensive coach. Let's go!
Will the HBO cameras be in Bears camp just for the hell of it, get the pictures of Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams working together, just like they insisted upon Matt Eberflus sitting down with, you see this, you see that? And Caleb's like, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
And you don't either.
Yeah.
You don't either.
He doesn't. That'd be great if Nick Saban came to town and Ben's like, yeah, no, we're good. Thanks, man.
But neither does your offensive coordinator while we're at it. By the way, low-key question for you, Lawrence. When you said, when you used the word retort, is there a character in a movie that you think of when you think of the word retort?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Retorts. I believe it was Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. Allow me to retort.
Retort. For some reason, I thought that's where you were going, but that's where my
it's probably where my mind was.
Yeah.
Allow
that's
me
a fun
to.
Movie.
Yeah, it really is. Daniel Norris loves that movie.
The Good Path old. Of the Righteous Man the is set on all sides.
Right. Don't dig on swine. All that stuff right there.
Yeah. Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, I'm here for Packers and Bears rivalry based on coaches.
Well, let's do this right now. The Bears going to beat the Packers twice this year, Matt Spiegel?
I caught it last year.
I know you did. That's why I'm bringing that question to you.
I was a blocked field goal away from being right even last year.
Oh, my God. Did you feel like at that point, because you shied away from it all. I felt like, you know, the whole show was, then there you were right there.
I leaked confidence.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. You did, but you were almost right there, and boy, what a spin that was. I do put that, I think the Detroit loss on Thanksgiving Day and that one were the two worst losses for the Bears this past year. And we could play that game another day.
I mean, it's like somebody's got to take a step back if the Bears are going to take a step forward in that division.
It's always.
I thought it was the Vikings last year, and it wasn't.
I know.
That coach just might be too damn good.
He might be too good. I have a lot of questions about their rookie, their second year quarterback.
Well,
a lot.
And you see which one they got. We talked about this the other day. I brought up all those names of possible quarterbacks who might move, and the one that I brought up, like, oh, how about this guy for the Vikings? And you stopped, and you're like, oh, maybe Sam Howell. He's there now.
Yeah, he is.
Is Sam Howell going to have a chance to be there? Sam Darnold?
He would have to really make some corrections because Sam likes to let it fly, man. He does not care. He is out here trying to make plays. I still think that they're in play for Rodgers.
Sure sounds like the Steelers are waiting on that.
Yep.
Everything they said surrounding that whole thing.
And what they did on draft
weekend.
What
they did, yeah.
You're like, oh, really? Oh, okay.
By the way, people have been asking about this. The rookie mini camp, not this weekend, but the following weekend is when we start to get to see some of this Bears in motion. So,
thanks, Groats.
Yeah, man.
Can't wait for that. Thanks for the yeoman efforts.
I know it's been a long day,
man. It's all good.
We appreciate you.
There's still light out. It's not that bad. It's all good. Thank you guys for having me on.